This news update's being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and custom shower glass enclosure sales and installation, as well as Boss snow plows, see Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Little by little, Riverside Park is taking shape to be a recreational boost for the city of Caseville. The Caseville City Council will conduct a special meeting at 3 p.m. this coming Thursday. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to approve the $120,925 bid from Booms Construction for a fishing pier and sidewalk at Riverside Park as part of the DNR's trust fund grant. The council is also expected to approve the bid of $14,788 from Mauer Electric to do the electrical work and lighting along the fishing pier and sidewalks. The work is part of the effort to develop Caseville's Riverside Marina into the Riverside Park, which started about 3 years ago. And the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will meet at 8 a.m. this morning at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to approve a request from the county's Emergency Management Director, Steve Anderson, to update the Road Patrol's portable radios. To keep up with technology, equipment must be updated from time to time to get the latest capabilities, explained Anderson, noting the current radios are at the end of their life use. Anderson will be asking for permission to buy 28 new portable radios at a cost of approximately $156,274 to be used by Road Patrol deputies. The new radios can be programmed to include being on the state's system, so there's a one-time mic fee of $250 per radio, so the total cost will be $163,274. The old radios will be reprogrammed and given to the jail to use. Commissioners are also expected to do a review of health insurance options and go on record as opposing cutting revenue sharing to the counties. Mike Beckagalupo, the former director of Bay City State Theater and special events coordinator for Bay City, pleaded guilty to the wire fraud in U.S. District Court on September 23rd. He admitted to diverting over $750,000 in funds from the nonprofit organizations, including the Bay City State Theater and the Bay City Historical Society, for unauthorized purposes. His fraudulent actions led to the bankruptcy of the state theater and prevented the Historical Society from completing critical renovations. He'll be required to pay nearly $755,000 in monetary judgment and may owe additional restitution. He faces a potential prison sentence of up 20 years when he is sentenced by the U.S. District Judge Thomas Ludington. The case was investigated by the Bay City Department of Public Safety and the FBI and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The financial misconduct involved false statements supported by fabricated board minutes and invoices and efforts to fraudulently secure a $900,000 federal grant were uncovered before disbursement. Following the bankruptcy, the theater facility was purchased and is currently operated by a local businessman since 2024. Now for a word from our sponsor, Advanced Auto Glass and More.
I smashed the windshield of my car. What do I do?
Go to Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe before you call your insurance company.
That's right. This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Insurance companies may ask you to go with an out-of-town company. but you have a choice. Go with your local glass company, Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe. We will professionally install your automotive glass and can perform the calibrations for collision avoidance systems. So for the best windshield replacements, call Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe, at 989-269-6655.
Well, the motives of a shooter who authorities say opened fire from a roof onto a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement location in Dallas remain unclear. The man used a rifle to kill one detainee and wound two others in a transport van before taking his own life. The van was shot at while in the facility's Sallyport on Wednesday. A law enforcement official who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity identified the suspect as Joshua Yon. The FBI said ammunition found at scene contained anti-ICE messaging. The agency says it's investigating shooting as an act of targeted violence. Authorities say no ICE agents were injured and surviving detainees were in critical condition. And a Paris court has found former French President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty on one charge, but acquitted him on others in his trial for the alleged illegal financing of his 2007 presidential campaign with money from Libya. The court is still detailing its ruling and hasn't immediately sentenced him. He can appeal the guilty verdict, which would suspend any sentence pending the appeal. Sarkozy, who was elected in 2007, denied all wrongdoing during a three-month trial. Prosecutors have argued for a seven-year prison sentence. He remains an influential figure in right-wing politics in France. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and custom shower glass enclosure sales and installation, as well as Boss snowplows, see Advanced Auto Glass More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.